Hello, everyone. This is Marcus Robertson with Becker's Healthcare. Thank you for tuning into the podcast. Today, we're going to be talking about strategic archiving and how it can help address some of the top C-suite challenges of 2023. We are thrilled to be joined in that by Dr. Shelley Disser, who's the Vice President of Solution Delivery at MetaQuant. Shelley, I understand you're credited as a founder of the legacy data archiving field. So truly, thank you for talking with me today.
Well, no problem.
But before we jump in, actually, would you mind sharing just a little bit more about yourself and about MetaQuant and your role?
Sure. So again, my name is Shelley Disser. I have been in healthcare information technology my entire career. And then in 1999, I got into this crazy little niche called data archiving in healthcare. So I've been doing that for quite a while. Speaking of C-suite and pain points, that's exactly where archiving was born, was in the C-suite of a hospital in Atlanta, Georgia, who was looking at the year 2000, looking at their hospital being sold, some hardware being left behind, and a lot of data that they knew would be very valuable. So it's kind of interesting, this topic, because that's really how legacy data archiving got started, which was, C-suite pain points and being more strategic about some of their IT management activities. MetaQuant, of course, has been in data archiving since that time as well. My role there as a vice president is focused on innovation and collaboration, both within the MetaQuant delivery team and outside the team with our partners like development, IT, sales, consulting services, and then eventually bringing in customers to play a role in where we go forward with our innovation as an archiving company.
Just for my own curiosity, did you have to, manage anything about the Y2K madness?
Yes, definitely did that. And I actually was working for a hospital at that time where I helped get through that night. It was a very interesting night. But interestingly enough, that is really where archiving started to get some traction, is a lot of healthcare organizations were moving off of a lot of big iron, actually, because there was a lot of concern that the very large old hardware wouldn't be Y2K compliant. So there were a lot of initiatives started in 1998, 1999 to move to newer systems. That's when some of your current favorites started to get some traction. And so that's how data archiving actually got a little boost, is there just wasn't enough time in the calendar to convert the data and then also move into the new product, right? So they had to come up with something that was quicker, a quicker path to saving the data without leaving it on what could have been a very risky hardware platform after 1/1/2000.
Interesting. I would definitely watch a documentary about that. But to dive into the conversation proper, to start with, I don't have to tell you, but hospitals and health systems right now, of course, are just grappling with, resource concerns, operations concerns, and competitive challenges on top of all that. So how does data archiving help?
So, data archiving actually helps in a number of different ways, right? So, you've got a lot going on in the current world with systems, with data, healthcare systems merging, divesting, moving off of older platforms, moving onto new platforms, maybe even sometimes moving from one, what you might consider new platform to another, right? But just merging systems and trying to have more enterprise focused of their healthcare IT strategy. So archiving is becoming even more important in this world because as we know, every day, the amount of data that we have in any industry just grows and grows and grows. And especially in healthcare, we've gotten a lot of momentum over the last 5 to 7 years. There's a lot of electronic records out there now. And now, anytime you're going to make a change in your organization, whether it's to something traditional like buying a new hospital and trying to put them on your platform and then archiving what they had, or moving your enterprise to a new platform. You know, that's sort of the old perspective of legacy data. But now you've got all these other systems that are becoming important, that have strategic meaning, not just patient data, but related to patient care. Like, for instance, nursing scheduling systems, nursing employment management system, the HR payroll. As we know, there's a huge staffing shortage, and hospitals are spending money they don't have trying to incent nurses to stay, trying to bring travelers on board to fill the gap. And they're spending a lot of money and they don't know what they're getting for it, right? So there's now some look back on what we spend last year, who'd we treat, what happened, how many hours did we pay nurses to work, how much was overtime, and how does that relate to our outcomes? How does that relate to how well our patients did? How does that relate to how fast we got them in and out of the hospital? And now that you have all these additional questions, it's making data from any system valuable again, right? At MediQuant, we're fans of old data, right? And we're constantly looking for ways to make that data more modern, to provide value out of that data that shows insights on how to drive your business forward, how to lead, right? So as, for instance, a hospital may have made some innovation or some change, maybe not a digital change, maybe just a change in how they decided to incent or pay providers. What did that do? What did that do to their outcomes? What did that do to their dollars? What did that do to the what was the ripple effect of that? That's in the data. And then they can look at old data and run some models now, right? We've got such new technology coming out every day. Everybody knows ChatGPT. It's all over any healthcare blog or digital magazine that you might read. And AI just gets smarter the more data you give it, right? Especially if you can give it data in context. So that the idea that old data is old and doesn't have value is getting going by the wayside. The more data we can feed some of these big engines, the better our results are going to be, the better our suggestions are going to be from AI and things like that. And of course, you know, ultimately, what are the uses of that? Can we use it to do more predictive modeling at the bedside in real time? Can we use it to perhaps anticipate patient care needs, to anticipate staffing schedule needs and based on the patient's condition, instead of being reactive to those kinds of things? And what drives that is data.
You know, it can sound kind of like wizardry, but when you put it in those really concrete terms, you know, patient outcomes and things like that, the importance just really is highlighted. You talked about a strategic archiving program. I was wondering if you could kind of expand a little bit there. What does a strategic archiving program, you know, what problems does it solve?
Great question. So, for a long time, archiving, since I've been there from the beginning, was a bit of a reactionary play, right? We've spent all this money going to new system X. We have all this old hardware and software that we didn't plan on and that I'm not going to put in my budget for next year, by the way. So how am I going to react to getting that data managed, understanding what it is, getting it into some tool where I can access it, use it, continue to leverage its value? We're seeing a shift now, and it's been a long time coming, frankly, to more strategic management of what are you going to do with that old data, right? Entering into, we're going to go to a brand new enterprise EMR, or this is our stated EMR or combination of systems. This is our platform we're going to deploy for anybody that's part of our health system. We need a plan up front of what we're going to convert from any of the other systems, whether we acquired them or they're already in our purview here. What are we going to convert and what are we going to do with what's left over? You'll see a lot of healthcare systems finally addressing that issue at the beginning of some of those big decisions, those acquisition decisions, those large EMR shift decisions. They're thinking about what they're going to do with the old data in those older systems. Because as we just talked about, more and more in the C-suite, they're seeing the value of having that discrete data, having it available to them to drive their business forward and drive other processes, not just population health, but also other business processes within healthcare. So a strategic archiving program is one that is being addressed at the highest level of IT. It's integrated into your overall plan. So no matter what system it is, no matter what kind of system it is, you know what you're going to do with that old data from that system. You've got a plan, you've got a template, you've got a roadmap. You know what you're going to convert. You know what you can throw out, a la your retention policies, and what you don't want to keep for legal exposure, et cetera. You know what you might want to archive, either for direct patient care or analytics, or even on the down the road, maybe de-identify it for further research and further data-driven analytics kind of thing. But you set that roadmap at the beginning. And then whenever your organization embarks on a project that impacts data, they've got this data governance roadmap that covers what they're keeping, what they're not keeping, what they're doing with it, what's their definition of deleted, what happens when a patient inquires on some data that's no longer present because it was not part of their retention strategies. It covers that entire gamut of data management. Especially today, one of the buzzwords also in healthcare is the Cures Act, right? A lot of patients now have access to their own data in portals. They can go in and read their data, understand what their diagnoses are, what their physicians have documented about them almost in real time. And so you're seeing a lot of patient feedback on that kind of information. So now you even need to consider in your data governance program, which includes archiving, what you're gonna do with that patient feedback. And if that feedback is on data from an old system versus a current system. So there's all sorts of rabbit holes that you can go down. And if you're not handling this at the highest level, at the strategic level, and bumping up to the strategic level, any new challenges, any new decisions, then you're gonna just have a mess. You're gonna have decisions that aren't aligned. You're gonna have patients who don't have access to their records consistently, which could actually cause you a problem under the Cures Act. And then you're gonna have a lot of data that you don't have any idea what to do with it. You don't know what value it's giving you. You don't know where it came from or what it might do to drive you into the future. And so perhaps you might accidentally delete it, or you might decide to delete it and only to find out later that you shouldn't have. So again, a strategic archiving program is driven by the C-suite. It's a centralized management of everything around data, governance, processes, retention, archiving, conversion. It makes sure that all areas of the organization, whether it's clinical, financial, operational, they're all aligned on what their data management strategies are, right? What they keep, what they discard, how they're going to keep it, how they're going to log that they discarded it. And then the client themselves can initiate a very organized template around just rinse and repeat. Whatever they're going to do with data, they do the same thing each and every time. I have a lot of clients now who are building portals that keep track of what data they have, internal portals like through SharePoint, what data they have, where's the data, what did they convert. They're keeping those artifacts more current so that at any given time, if someone asks them about their data and their data management and governance, they can go straight to these SharePoints and say, this is the world of my data that I have currently. So that's a strategic archiving program.
Yeah, one of the biggest macro trends right now, and one that I've seen in my own reporting time and time again, is hospitals and health systems really trying to take what is currently a mess of fragmented data systems and like, you know, turn it into something that makes sense. And it's something like strategic data archiving might help in those efforts. Correct me if I'm wrong.
Yes. So just by getting some organization around what you're going to capture about data, even if it's fragmented, even if it's disjointed, but having a central place where you know where your data is and you at least know something about it, is going to help with that problem, right? Also, depending on what archive vendor solution you bring on board, that's also going to help you bring systems together that maybe were built and used differently or configured differently into as much of the same data paradigm as possible, right? It's going to give you an opportunity to sort of rise above how the data was curated, how it was captured, and think about, what is this data? Is it clinical data? Is it financial data? Are they charge transactions? Are they claims? And so it's at least going to help you get your arms around your data population, agnostic of where it came from, right? Not worried about where it was sourced, but, you know, obviously trying to bring it into some delineations of common themes, right? Like claims data or EOBs or released medical records or surgical reports, or, you know, maybe what reports you do generate for some of your compliance activities out of your different facilities. So again, depending on your overall strategy and your vendor that you're working with, hopefully they have tools, they have techniques that can help you see the commonality in your data. And I don't just mean finding the same patient across the data, because that could be a challenge, right? But that is one challenge that a good archive vendor can help you resolve is, you know, how many of these systems does Shelley Disser actually have documented clinical care in? Maybe it was just she visited these two hospitals at two different times, and now we own both of those hospitals. So how do we bring her record together under her identity? All the way to just types of data. Where do we have pathology results? Where do we have lab results? How can we aggregate and use those results for value-driven decisions? So, you know, that's really where strategic archiving is going to help with a fragmented sort of footprint of data sources.
Bottom line, I think, you know, if you're in healthcare, ultimately you do want to help people. So, and you touched on this earlier, but, you know, just circling back to it, are there any patient metrics that you can move the needle on with an upgraded archiving program?
One factor of an archiving program that's driven more strategically is, you know, kind of a new one, but it is exposing the data to patient portals via, you know, USCDI and some of the other regulatory requirements that are coming down the pike now. Of course, that is going to have a direct impact on how your patient perceives how you manage their data, right? We have all been that person where, you know, we ask for a copy of our medical record and it takes weeks to get it and it's incomplete. And, you know, you thought you were visiting an office that was associated with this physician group, yet it turns out they didn't get the records from the other physician, or maybe you're jumping specialties. You saw a pulmonologist and now you need to go see a cardiologist, and you've got to go get your records from the pulmonologist and take them to the cardiologist. So just by the fact that we've got some new regulatory requirements in the industry has really put archived data in the forefront of this, right? Because it's a factor. It is something that it's very real. I'm dealing with it with clients every day. What are we going to do with the data that is in the legacy systems? How are we going to expose it to the portal? How are we going to make sure that it's the correct patient? That's the first challenge, right? If we weren't keeping patient identifiers in sync, and I'll tell you, patient identifiers and cleanup is going to be the next big thing after USCDI and the Cures Act kind of gets a little bit more momentum and actually starts coming down on people with fines for not exposing data. It's going to be patient identifiers are going to be the name of the game. But you know, that is one factor you've got to look at. Is if I wasn't keeping my legacy system up to date with name changes and merges and address changes and things like that, how do I know that that really is Shelley's data and I'm not accidentally exposing someone else's data to Shelley because I assumed they were the same person? So that is in the forefront in managing legacy data. Also, legacy data typically goes static at a particular time, operationally, both because the hospital needs to move on and have some governance around how far back you let physicians go and how long you let them keep some of their records open for edit and not sign off on charts and things like that. But now we're finding you put these systems in a view-only mode, you expose that to the patient via a portal, and they find something wrong with it. You need to make sure that your archive solution is flexible enough to let you put in processes to correct those errors, to strike out those things that the hospital, after running through their oversight, agrees that the clinical documentation was incorrect. So it's kind of an interesting impact, right? In archiving particularly, we've been a couple of steps removed from the patient, especially on the clinical side. Lot of projects. Remember, I said we're very much at the tail of the dragon for most of my career. So a lot of projects, the new system is up, it's live, it's been up for a year or more. Most patients are just looking for their last few visits, their last few test results, and going through the slow motion of getting that from their providers, and they haven't been really looking to the legacy system for any data. And now the Cures Act is making it mandatory that data be exposed to the patient. So it's really introducing some good challenges and some good value then that the archive can provide, both in patient satisfaction, patient access to their records, and things like that.
On the flip side here, if you have an outdated strategy for archiving, you know, you mentioned opening yourself up to fines potentially for, you know, patient identification, mm-hmm. you know, data cleanup and things. Mm-hmm. What's the risk in sticking with an outdated strategy? And, you know, how would you even know in the first place if you do need an upgrade?
Another great question. So I'm going to answer the second question first. Sure. How do you know, right? So I think anybody, any organization that is not managing their data, both production data and archive data, in a strategic way with a very solid foundation of a data management strategy, they already know they're in trouble, right? They already know that they're outdated just simply because they don't have that going on in their organization functionally. So my recommendation would be, of course, addressing that from the top. What is our data management strategy? What data do we actually have? Where are all our sources of patient data, of employee data, of business data? You know, who's using what? How old is it? How far back does it go? And really, that's an assessment, an inventory, sort of a state of the union. What do we have going on here? What is the condition of our master patient index? How did we create it? How do we keep it clean? How far reaching is that master patient index when I look at this sort of this footprint of all my sources of data that I've got in my organization? So that's a pretty big task, right? Assessing where you are, understanding what data you've got, how it got there, how it's currently being used. Is it production data? Is it archive data? Is it somewhere in between, like some billing system data, right, can be still in an AR wind down, but maybe it's not getting dropping any new claims, that kind of thing. And then once you get a feel for what data do you have in your organization, you know, how are you managing it? What are your retention policies around all of those various kinds of data? Is it solid? Is it being followed? Because that's another thing that you'll find out there is while organizations may have very solid retention policies, very clearly written retention policies, there might not be the audit that goes with that to make sure that the data owners are disposing of the data in the timeline required, right? And following the procedures to dispose of the data and document that the data is being disposed of. And then do they need to readdress those policies around taking data to the next level, perhaps de-identifying it, pushing it into some population health or other data lake so that you can use some of these more new innovative technologies that, you know, AI and some other things are introducing to the healthcare space. So to recap, doing a full assessment, what have you got running? What data is driving it? Do you have retention policies? Are they being followed? Who's managing it? You'll start to see the gaps. You'll start to see where you can put resources on closing those gaps. What happens if you don't do this, right? You're going to really end up spending a lot of money chasing data for one reason or another, whether it's to be compliant as the government comes up with new regulations like the Cures Act and things like that, that are to drive, you know, patient access to their data, or even if it's just to manage your data footprint. You might end up with three or four different solutions in your data management strategy. Some of them are archive partners. Some of them are data obfuscators. Some of them might be analytics tools. And you could have a lot of systems under your umbrella that are redundant, that are trying to drive value out of data from a tactical way instead of a strategic way. So, you know, you could end up actually spending more in the long run because you're not addressing a data management or an archiving strategy from a strategic perspective. You could also experience data loss, whether that is actual records that you can no longer locate, or data that loses its value because you've lost its context, right? You've lost how it was gathered and how it was audited and how it was collected and really what it's all about. So that's the same thing as losing the data altogether. If you don't know where your data is and who is accessing it, you could find yourself in a load of trouble with HIPAA, right? If you're not really paying attention to who's accessing the data and why, is it being backed up? Is it being stored in an appropriate place? You could be keeping data around too long or identified data around too long. So maybe you're exposing your organization to a legal risk or some other calamity if you've got data that you really didn't have to have, but if you have it, you have to release it, right? You also could run into the opposite problem where you needed to have the data for a lawsuit or to address some sort of an issue and you don't have it anymore, or you can't locate it quickly or in the time limit that the courts provide for that kind of thing because you don't know where it is, right? And you don't know how to get to it. So really and truly, you know, there's a whole lot of risk to not managing your data, including archiving at a strategic level. And really there's a lot of upside. There's a lot of reward that you can get as an organization, right? Not only we talked about driving more data to your patients, but driving more data to your analytics, driving more data to real-time information as you try to make decisions about your business, where to invest, how to manage people resources, how to manage the services you're providing, how to manage the capital investments that you're planning for the following year. If you find that maybe investing in some new big hardware, you know, I mean, healthcare procedure hardware is going to have a good payoff for your organization. So again, having an outdated strategy means that you're probably running a lot of those decisions without the right kind of data. And we all know what decisions look like that don't have all the data, right? They're fast, they fail a lot, they usually are expensive, and it usually ends up being something that at the end of the day, somebody puts in the failure column, right?
Nobody wants to, spend whole night just shooting in the dark. So I appreciate you being so generous there, you know, letting our listeners walk away with some real action items. Do you have any parting thoughts?
Just that it's interesting to see how everything old becomes new again. I know long about the 2011 mark, there was some noise in archiving that the bubble of moving from a lot of different systems to kind of the core two or three that are running out there was done. There wasn't a lot more systems, that could be retired, surely, right? And as the data becomes older, the idea of archiving, it becomes less and less important. And I'm sort of the holdout here. I always believe that there's the next big thing is going to make you go, wow, I wish I had that data. I wish I'd kept that data. And so, that's sort of my mission is I don't want people to look back and go, I wish I'd kept that data, because you don't know what you don't know, right? We're seeing a resurgence of the value of older data through a lot of the topics that we talked about. And I just think it's really interesting to look at how the industry is becoming more innovative around how it uses data to not only drive pop health and some of the other older, I can't believe I'm saying that's an older buzzword, but it is, right? To some of the newer things like AI and like patient direct access via portal and things like that. So again, you know, don't give up on the data, because it's always going to have value. There's always going to be another thing. There always is.
Well, strategic archiving program. Sounds like if you don't have one, you may be throwing away value. Shelley, thank you so much for joining me on the podcast today. It was a really, really great conversation. I had a lot of fun.
Awesome. You're welcome.
I'd like to also thank our podcast sponsor, MediQuant. You can tune into more podcasts from Becker's Healthcare by visiting our podcast page at beckershospitalreview.com.